Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region today, the weather is quite pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv has a gentle breeze coming in from the coast. Haifa sees a bit more cloud cover, but it's still a good day to be outdoors. Eilat remains sunny and warm, perfect for those by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just an hour ago, Sharrah rules out Syria intervening in Lebanon after Trump again suggests it fight Hezbollah. The U.S. president says he's close to giving the conflict over to Syria, while Netanyahu defends a buffer zone amid tensions. Also earlier today, Ynet reports on Hezbollah's underground drone fortress uncovered by IDF troops beneath a Lebanese village, just 10 kilometers from the Israeli border. Also this hour, from I-24 News, IDF chief visits troops in southern Lebanon, warning the ceasefire is fragile. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This action threatens to unravel negotiations and potentially reignite conflict. And finally, from JTA, Trump recently said Iran can have some ballistic missiles and billions of dollars, but must give up nuclear ambitions. He defends his deal amid criticism over its emerging details. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli security expert, posted just minutes ago that Israeli forces have eliminated Islamic Jihad commander Zaki Youssef Mahmoud Abu Mustafa, linked to the October 7th massacre. Ihab Hassan, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, noted earlier today that Hamas militias are labeling participants in the June 26 protests as traitors, a term used to justify past executions. Meanwhile, Emily Schrader, an activist and journalist, argues that offering sanctions relief to Iran betrays its people, highlighting ongoing human rights abuses. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Syria's Vice President Sharrah has dismissed the idea of intervening in Lebanon, despite President Trump's suggestion to do so. This marks a significant point in U.S.-Syria relations, as Trump indicates a shift in handling Hezbollah. Netanyahu's defense of the buffer zone highlights the ongoing security concerns for Israel at the border. Turning to Ynet's report, IDF troops made a significant discovery of a fortified underground route in Makht al-Zun. This complex includes Iranian drones and explosive devices, showcasing the depth of Hezbollah's preparations. This find underscores the continuous threat and the need for vigilance along Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, the I-24 news article on the IDF chief's visit underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. His warning to the troops reflects the delicate balance in the region, where any misstep could lead to renewed hostilities. In a related development, Axios highlights Iran's missile launch towards Israel, a serious escalation since the ceasefire. This aggressive move could derail ongoing diplomatic negotiations, putting the region on edge once more. Finally, the JTA report sheds light on President Trump's controversial stance on Iran's military capabilities, allowing Iran some missile capabilities while negotiating nuclear concessions is drawing widespread criticism. The implications for regional stability are profound as trust in diplomatic agreements wavers. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, BioCatch executives discuss how trust within companies during crisis can lead to positive outcomes. They also highlight challenges in recruitment due to AI generating identical applications, contributing to burnout. Separately, Globes reports that VivaTech is underway in Paris with a strong Israeli presence. 15 Israeli startups are showcasing innovations at Europe's premier tech event, emphasizing tech-based regional cooperation. And finally, Ynet Business raises questions over Tesla's safety claims in the EU. The report suggests Tesla may have overstated the safety of its autonomous system, raising regulatory concerns. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.